Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Swipe Up, the 137th show, episode of the show, the episode of the show, where I share some posts from Instagram, things that I want to share with you and talk about. So let's get it started, shall we, with this first post from Ari Shaffir, stand-up comedian, podcaster, this is an episode he recently released on YouTube that he did with Mark Normand while on a road trip. I don't know exactly where they were going. They may have just been driving around New York or possibly on their way to a comedy show, possibly. I think maybe that's where, I don't know. Either way, the reason why I wanted to share this is the fact that I am happy to see that Ari Shaffir has evolved his podcast game. Something that I wished he had done from the beginning is the addition of video. And Ari's podcast is interesting because it's not different from a lot of other podcasts in that it is an interview podcast. He generally has a guest on and they talk about a singular topic. A lot of the people are other comedians, etc. But he records them. He used to he still does. I guess he has a studio too, but he used to record all of his episodes on the go. He just had an H4N. He had a very similar setup to what I use currently. He has an H4N as his audio recorder, maybe an H6N with the XLR mic cables to some, just standard XLR microphones. He would just record, on road trips or while, on some beach in Bali or wherever Ari Shaffir might happen to be at any given moment. Ari loves to travel the world and explore. And during the pandemic, I think, especially after a while, it seemed like Ari just took off. I mean, I guess he was gone for the whole thing, but I'm glad he's starting to do it. And this one, it's an interesting setup. He's got two phone mounts. He's using two iPhones, it looks like, to record the video. I thought it looked good. I thought it looked good with the audio. I think it's perfect. I think it's something that I'm glad he's doing. It's something that he definitely could have done forever ago using GoPros. Just such an easy thing. And then you just add the audio to the video, your high quality audio, and your bing bong boom. I mean, I'm literally using a GoPro to record this. I wanted to bring that up. And Mark Norman's hilarious. It's a fun podcast in general. So check it out. Ari Shaffir on YouTube. And as well as Mark Norman. Mark Norman's got a few podcasts, Tuesdays with Stories, as well as We Might Be Drunk, which is a new podcast that he started with Sam Morril, which they talk a lot about comedy, which I enjoy watching. All right, let's move on, shall we? To a post of another comedian, this one, Doug Benson, somebody who for over a year has not been on stage. He is one of the comedians that agrees that this is a real thing. He's been focusing most of his time doing his Patreon show, Getting Doug with High, which is a fun weed-based show that because of the pandemic has been done over Zoom. Where his regular co-hosts and a guest usually will come on and smoke weed, and they'll talk about weed-related topics. It's a fun show, and it's a show I enjoy smoking weed to. But Doug Benson is back. He did a show at the Improv. I'm not sure if that was an indoor-outdoor show necessarily. But the comedy clubs are opening up. The Comedy Store, it said they're opened up, Doug Benson is vaccinated, as well as I'm sure most comedians are at this point, especially if they're touring. It's good to see comedy opening back up in LA. It's good to see that, it's good to see all of the comedians that did not leave LA, in the big comedy, what would you call that? Comedy, migration from I mean, a lot of comics went to Austin because of Joe Rogan, which that's going to be interesting to see how that that scene shapes up. I mean, the Austin scene already had a lot of comedians there, so I would imagine there might be some potential drama down the line of all these LA comics just kind of coming in and taking up all of the. Maybe not. I don't know if they will be taking. I can see there being a little bit of rivalry, a little bit of drama. My kind of personal experience when talking to people who live in other states, generally there's a lot of hatred of Californians who move out of the state. I remember Portland, Denver, Texas. I remember seeing stuff of like just. They have, even though California is generally the place where everybody moves to from all the other shitty states. If you live in San Diego, it's full of people that weren't born there. You go to LA, it's full of people who weren't born there. You go to San Francisco, it's full of people who weren't born in California. It's all people from other states. It's all transplants. But then if somebody from California, oh my goodness, you go to another state, there's just a lot of prejudice and a lot of hate, which I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that affects the comedy scene in Austin and maybe other cities too. I know, I think Nashville is a city where a lot of comics went to. But yeah, there was definitely a big migration of comedians leaving L.A., Doug Benson not being one of them, and it's cool to see that he's up on a stage. It will be nice to listen to Getting Doug with High with a live audience again, because that's another podcast that Doug Benson does. That's a movie trivia podcast that there has been no audience for, and it really, I mean, it's still a fun show, but it's I've been going back and re-listening to old episodes of that show, primarily for the audience. So it'll be fun to see Doug Benson getting back into that. All right, let's move on now. Again, I guess you could call this a moment of zen. This is a video that
keep going.
That I would say this video is fake, but you know, I think the performance at the end is it's either the best acting ever or it's, I guess it's real. I don't know. It's not playing on my end, but it's definitely playing behind me. Oh, here we go. But yeah, a prank that I think people should be doing more of. I mean, this is, I don't know where you're going to get a donkey necessarily or a small horse. I mean, I guess he could use a big dog.
Keep going. Okay, cool. Now take your hand out.
But yeah. I mean, this. And the scream at the end is like that.
Put your hand through.
That kind of sells it. It seems like an authentic scream. Now, there's a part when her hand is all the way inside the watermelon, and he like kind of brushes the tail up against it. Like, I don't know why the tail would be inside the rectum of the animal itself, but overall, a really fun prank, kind of a moment of zen. In some ways, let's move on, shall we? Here's a piece, a buddy of mine, J.R. Steiner, out in Arizona. He's been working with the city a lot this past year, doing murals all over the city. He's got this, I don't know if you would call it a campaign or a series of murals, this You Are Amazing series. I don't know how he would describe it necessarily, but he's done a lot of these murals. A very, you know, very similar. I mean, definitely had like a cartoonish type of a style. A lot of the pieces have kind of the look of a stained glass, but very basic. And he's putting a lot of people to work out there, which is amazing. And he's getting his work everywhere around Arizona. And this is a piece that he donated to the city. And I think it's on a wall that is near a lot of homeless encampments. So beautiful piece. Highly recommend checking out JR. He's somebody that I don't know if he still does printing. He was running a t-shirt or just a printing company out in Arizona, which he's made a lot of merch for me in the past. But I don't know if he's fully transitioned into just making art. But I love it. I love seeing it. I love his success that he's having. And he's a good person. And, you know, it's always nice when good people succeed in this world. Now let's finish off this with a bit of something that, you know, just is life. You know, a kid dancing to some jazz. You can't beat it. Let's end on this, and then I'll do some shout-outs, and then we can get out of here. But we all need to just take a moment and just experience, you know, experience art in a way like this kid is experiencing art. You know? Very important. I love it so much. You know, if you play music, play it loud, play it with your windows open, share it for everybody, and if you're that kid, be that kid for the rest of your life. Let's do some shout-outs, and we'll get out of here. Shout-out to Ari Shafir. Shout-out You Don't Know Doug. Shout-out Hollywood Improv. Shout-out Nerd Loco. Shout-out JR.Art. Shout-out Doze Green. And most importantly, shout-out to you. Get yourself some amazing coffee from our sponsor, StationHouseCoffee.com, and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. It's a place where you get small-batch, single-origin, premium coffee brewed specifically for you out in Thetford Center, Vermont, and shipped directly to you. Go to StationHouseCoffee.com, order your coffee today, and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at Patreon.com/InspiredDisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at InspiredDisorder.com, and follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!